This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said Wednesday nations who fail to use every mechanism available to combat the still raging new coronavirus will struggle to beat it. Right now, there are more than 10.5 million total confirmed cases, with nearly 2.7 million of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States. More than 512,000 people around the world have died from COVID-19, nearly 128,000 of them in the U.S. The World Health Organization also warned Wednesday the Middle East was at a decisive moment in the fight against the new coronavirus, with cases surging as countries ease lockdown measures. According to figures published by the global health body Wednesday, the 22 countries from Morocco to Pakistan had recorded 1,077,706 new coronavirus cases and 24,973 deaths. The WHO's Middle East head said passing a million infections marked a, quote, concerning milestone, and urged countries to strengthen their healthcare systems. The WHO says over 80% of all deaths in the region were reported in five countries: Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. One day after the United States recorded the biggest single-day rise in new coronavirus cases since the pandemic began, Americans' anxieties over the spread of the virus are at the highest level in more than a month, according to a new poll. In Europe, Spain and Portugal officially reopened their joint border to all travelers after a three-month closure. The British government will outline plans for air bridges later this week that will allow people to go on holiday to certain countries without facing quarantine on their return. And authorities will lock down more than 300,000 people in Melbourne's northern suburbs for a month starting Wednesday. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police made the first arrest Wednesday under the new national security law imposed by China's central government. A man and a woman holding Hong Kong independence signs were arrested in two separate incidents, and at least 70 people protesting were arrested after riot police fired a water cannon and pepper spray to break up a crowd. The protesters had gathered in the city's Causeway Bay, and police say they were charged with unlawful assembly and violation of the new national security law. The law took effect on the 23rd anniversary of Britain's handover of Hong Kong to Beijing. City authorities had banned the annual rally marking the anniversary, citing risks of the coronavirus pandemic. Wednesday is the start of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the new North American trade deal between the three countries. The USMCA is replacing the 26-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. To mark the occasion, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he will soon hold bilateral talks in Washington, D.C. with his counterpart, President Donald Trump. Trilateral matters that include Canada will be on the agenda for the talks that begin July 8th. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he was never told about intelligence reports alleging Russia paid Taliban militants to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan because many intelligence officials did not think Moscow paid such bounties. In an interview with Fox Business Network, Mr. Trump said, quote, many of the intelligence people didn't think it was something that even happened, end quote, adding, quote, this was something that never got presented to me because it didn't rise to that level, end quote. When U.S. President Donald Trump speaks at the Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota Friday, he'll stand before a crowd of thousands of people who won't be required to socially distance or wear masks despite the coronavirus pandemic. The first fireworks show there in years will feature a patriotic display at a monument known as the Shrine of Democracy. It has sparked controversy and concern, with public health experts saying the lack of social distancing and enforced mask wearing could lead to a surge in the disease. Others worry the fireworks risk setting the surrounding forest on fire. There won't be any live fireworks or star-studded concert on Parliament Hill and no crowds of tourists either, as Canada's official birthday celebrations Wednesday are completely online for the first time ever. And the game of cricket has lost one of its greatest batsmen. Everett Weeks died Wednesday at the age of 95. He was also the last of a legendary trio of cricketing knights known as the Three W's, who oversaw the rise of West Indies cricket after the Second World War. He made 15 centuries, including five, in an extraordinary sequence that remains a record today. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.